You are listening to the Anna Brandt Podcast for the year 2021. Anna Brandt has been a professional photographer for over 20 years and has taught worldwide in over 32 countries. She took a break from podcasting this past year, but she is back now better than ever, ready to inspire and motivate you. My name is Ava Brandt, and I'm happy to welcome you to my mom's podcast channel. We hope you subscribe and stick around.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Today, we're going to talk about why you need to stop running your business like an amateur. You're going to say, Anna, I'm not an amateur. I'm a total pro. I price my work. I'm doing marketing. I'm doing everything you're saying and what everyone else is saying. And I'm a total pro. Okay, are you? We're going to talk about a few things that I think people still do like they're an amateur. Now, what is the difference between an amateur and a professional? Many times people could say it's the work, right? It's the experience where people go, oh, you're such an amateur, right? You're such a newbie. You're such a beginner. But honestly, the actual definition would really be someone's getting paid versus not, honestly. Professional means you're saying you're getting paid. It's not just in conduct. Hey, we know a lot of people that are professionals that don't behave professionally, right? So it's not about conduct. It's not about behavior. It's about whether you're getting paid or not. Is this a hobby or is this a business? I was a hobbyist for 10 years. I was an Anna with a camera. And I loved being a hobbyist. And when I was a hobbyist, I actually had no intentions of going pro. Can you believe that I was an amateur photographer for 10 years with no intention of going pro? On my list of things to do, becoming a professional photographer was not one of them. Can you believe that? There was a million other things I was doing. I'm a very busy person. I've always been a very busy person. When I was going to school, I was also working two jobs and taking full credits. So I'm not just busy now. I've always been busy. And I can occupy myself any time of the day, any location, anywhere. So when I was a hobbyist to me was I would take photos of my kids. I was Aunt Anna with a camera. I would take photos for other people. I never took a dime, not one dime. I didn't ask my brothers or sisters or siblings or friends, hey, I took this gorgeous photo of your child. By the way, could you pay me $5? Those words never came out of my mouth. I was a hobbyist, I was an amateur, and I was completely fine with it. I was in learning mode. I had no idea that I even wanted to be a professional photographer. It wasn't even on my radar. And we could talk about how I became one another day. But when I turned pro, I turned pro. I was raised by an accountant. So let me tell you, when you're raised by an accountant, you know the dollar. I remember when we went to get my first car, my dad said he would give me $1,500. I could put that as a down payment on a new car or I could buy a used car. Well, silly me, wish he didn't give me that decision. I bought a used car, which turned out to be a lemon and left me out on a highway when I was visiting a friend in Pennsylvania with a blown head gasket. Long story short, my dad and my brother ended up having to tow the car, which ended up being a lemon, and I lost my car and my $1,500. So then the next time we sat down, my dad was like, okay, now let me tell you what you're going to do. I will co-sign on your first car loan, but you need to sit down and let's talk about what you're making and what the percentage is. There's this magical percentage of how much you should put in a car and how much you should put in a house versus how much you pay. And a lot of people don't pay attention to it. Trust me. But my dad knew whatever the algorithm was of the amount of money I should pay for this car payment based upon how much I was making, because he didn't want me to go in debt. And he wanted to make sure if he was co-signing on my car loan that I could afford my car loan and he would feel comfortable that I would be establishing credit for my business. So I did. And growing up with him, I knew to be accountable for numbers. I knew all sorts of things on the financial side. Well, I was also a web designer and I was a web project manager when I quit corporate to go to become a professional photographer. So I had two things that a lot of photographers don't have is I had a financial background because I too went to school for accounting and I had my website. So guess what I had the minute I turned pro? A business checking account. Like immediately. I had a business name. I had a business license. I had a business checking account. I had a website. I had all of those things before I had even my first paying client. A lot of amateurs don't even do that. They'll start doing it as a hobby and then hope and pray someone will pay for them. And then they'll start taking a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there. And then all of a sudden, when I'm mentoring them or talking to them, they start rattling off the frustrations. What are the frustrations? The frustrations are people are contacting them day and night through Facebook, through DMs. They're texting them, asking them where their photos are. They're not paying them. They're not doing contracts. People are wanting reshoots. And the long list of things kind of just happen and it spirals out of control. And I'll say, well, is this a hobby or a business? Are we an amateur or a pro? Because the minute you turn pro in any business, you should have the correct business licenses that you need. You should have a business checking account so you can account for the business money so you can handle Dr. Sam later on and deal with your taxes. You should have a business telephone number. You should have a business email. You should have a business card. You should have a website. I can go on and on and on of all of the things that you should have. At the very least, I think more than anything is you should have a separate business number. On my phone, I have an iPhone and I use AT&T. I was able to get a second number at no additional charge. What's really nice about that is I can switch back and forth between numbers. At 10 o'clock at night, I can only handle my personal number and not my business number. When I'm going on location with clients, I can give them my business number and not worry that they're going to have my personal number. Where you're going to say, oh, well, Anna, what's the difference? Well, what's the difference is you're going to pick up your phone if you only have one number at any hour of the night, especially if you have kids that don't live at home, because you're going to think that someone needs you. And then you're laying in bed and it's like midnight and you're rushing to get the phone and it's a client wondering when their images are going to be ready because they saw you were posting on Facebook. And then you can't get upset because you're the one answering the phone. But if it was a business number and you have business hours, something you should also have running a professional business, you don't feel the need to answer your phone. If a client texts me for a status of their order, I'll quite often, as politely as I can, say, can you please reach out to me at the studio, either call the studio or email me so I can get back to you during studio business hours. I don't have that information now. I'm at home. And so you have to treat your clients like clients in a professional manner because you want that treatment back to you. And if you don't take control of it now, if you're starting out, it'll just spiral and get out of control if you're not setting boundaries. Well, what are the boundaries you need to set? Well, business hours. Well, and I work 24/7. My clients see that I'm editing at 10 o'clock at night. Well, just because you're editing at 10 o'clock at night in your pajamas in your bed, it doesn't mean you're technically working in a way that you need to talk to a client, does it? You're allowed to just lay in your pajamas and edit at 10 o'clock at night and post on social media without having to respond to business inquiries. And that's okay. The other thing is we have to be careful of wanting, expecting, needing, and doing this instant email thing and DM thing and message thing. We've become in this society where we just want answers like right now. And not every business responds right now. So if I'm contacting a business, like a real business, a big business, right? Am I going to get a response via email right away? Maybe, maybe not. It may take a few days, and I expect that. Even if I call the doctor's office, I may not get a response that day unless it's urgent. It may take a day or two. Yet, quite often, people will email me and expect a response immediately. And when I don't respond immediately, someone will say, well, I've emailed you and you're just not responding. Well, because I'm shooting, I'm in session, I'm a photographer. And so I have to continually say, you know, understand that I'm a photographer and my day is spent behind the camera. And I only get on email in the morning and at night and a little bit during midday. Most of my emails are responded very early or late at night. And so you've got to set that expectation. And many people put on auto replies. I think that's a fantastic idea. So you can set the expectation. Thank you for your emails. So the person that receives the email knows that you've got it and you will get back to them. So you've got to set business boundaries. You've got to say, I'm going to be a professional. The minute you take money, you should sit down and be like, this is what I need. I need a business checking account. I need a business license. I need insurance. I need a website. I need a professional email. I need a professional telephone number. I need business cards. Yes, you need social media and all that other kinds of stuff. But believe it or not, people do it in reverse, especially new younger photographers. I'll say, do you have insurance? Do you have a business license? Do you have this? And they'll be like, no, but everybody finds me on Facebook and Instagram and they love me and they're tossing money at me. I'm like, but you don't have any of that other stuff. You need to have a foundation to build your business. And then as you go along, add all those other things because you need to be protected. The minute you take money, you're a professional. Does that mean you have professional conduct? Maybe not. Does that mean your images look professional and amazing? Maybe not. Does that mean that you have the perfect client? Maybe not. What that means is I am becoming a business. I am going to become a professional, fill in the blank, photographer, artist, builder, whatever. And I'm going to set my foundation for all the things that I need to run a business. And I'm going to stop acting like an amateur because an amateur doesn't need those things. An amateur just goes and enjoys the art of it and the love of it and the hobby of it. And if you want to be an amateur, then be an amateur. There's nothing wrong with being an amateur. There's nothing wrong with being a hobbyist. I've had people come into my workshops and they'll tell me, oh, Anna, I'm on my third career. I'm a grandmother. I just do this for hobby. I don't take any money. I don't want any money. It's for charity. And perfect. And they just want to learn posing and lighting and wrapping. No problem. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. And so many times when people come to me for mentoring and they're struggling and they're like, Anna, I need business and I need to market and I need to do this and I need to do that. Sometimes I'll ask basic things like, do you have a newsletter mailing list? Do you have a professional email? Do you have a business phone? Have you set business hours? And they'll say, no, 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 no. Oh, Anna, I work out of my home. I'm out of my living room. I'm out of my basement. I'm out of my car. I don't have a studio. I don't need any of those things. And then the next email is, Anna, my clients are calling me at 10 o'clock at night because they see that I'm browsing on Pinterest and DM and they're DMing me on Instagram because they can tell when I'm live. Okay, well, shut off all the notifications that say you're live, number one. You can turn all that off so people don't see that you're live. You can remove that option in Facebook. And you can have some privacy. Oh, but Anna, I comment. So then they know that I'm commenting. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to comment and post images at 10, 11 o'clock at night, at 3 in the morning and not expect a reply. There have been a few times where I've been up in the middle of the night and that's actually when I get most of my emails from my clients because they're nursing moms and they're up all night or they just came out of the labor and delivery room. You know, my clientele is maternity and newborn. So my email between 12 and 5 a.m., very busy, very busy. Honestly, that's probably when I get the most of my emails. Now, my clients are not expecting me at 3 a.m. to reply back to them. Every blue moon, I will. And they'll be like, what? What are you doing up? You must be in another country. And sometimes I am. But sometimes I am just sleeping and then I'll come into the studio and go right in a session and I may not even see that email until 8, 9, 10 hours later. The client's not getting upset because they knew they sent the email at 3 a.m. and they know that I'm probably shooting. And when I sit down and have time, I'll get back to it because they know I run a professional business. And they know that I have time off and they know that I have weekends and they know that I have kids. So you need to set your business boundaries, set the expectations, get out your notebook, write down all the things that you need to do and take the time to do it so that you can be a professional and continue running your business as such and not an amateur. I'm Anna Brand. Thanks for listening.
Did you like this podcast? We would love it if you gave my mom a kind review and reach out to her. To learn more about Anna, visit annabrandt.com. You can find out about her education opportunities at annabrandteducation.com.